The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. I hope you're all having a wonderful Labor Day weekend. We're getting some of the most beautiful weather imaginable out here in the Northeast. But I gotta say, nothing compares to the magnitude of the nuclear bomb that the Supreme Court just dropped on lower court rogue justices. This was extraordinary stuff. And it's not something that you see often coming from the nation's highest court. Justice Neil Gorsuch just delivered what many are calling the single most devastating judicial smackdown in modern Supreme Court history. In a blistering opinion that's sending shockwaves really through the legal establishment, Gorsuch, joined by Justice Brett Kavanaugh, they both issued what constitutional analysts are calling basically a judicial declaration of war against rogue lower courts trying to obstruct President Trump's agenda. So here's the nuclear statement that has liberal judges panicking. Basically, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh warn all lower courts, you're free to disagree with our decisions, but you're never free to defy them. You can disagree, but you cannot defy. So that wasn't just legal language. That was a direct threat to hold district courts who think they can overrule the nation's highest court in contempt. It was pretty astonishing stuff. Again, you don't normally hear this from the Supreme Court. Gorsuch explicitly called out judges who were allowing suits to proceed that the Supreme Court had already dismissed. There was one case in particular that triggered this judicial fury, Trump's successful bid to cancel nearly $800 million in research grants that liberal bureaucrats were desperately trying to protect. Well, the case involved this judge, William Young. He's a federal judge in Massachusetts, of course. And he blocked the Trump administration's cancellation of $783 million in NIH research grants. And he ordered the grants immediately reinstated, directly contradicting what Gorsuch claimed was established Supreme Court precedent from an earlier Education Department case that made it absolutely, unequivocally, and crystal clear that the President of the United States does indeed have the right to defund executive branch departments and operations as he sees fit. And both Kavanaugh and Gorsuch openly warn these rogue judges that if they continue to defy the Supreme Court like that, they will be held in contempt. Now, if you don't know, this is yet just the latest in a whole series of wins for the Trump administration that's actually unprecedented. In just the first 20 weeks of Trump's second term, his administration achieved a staggering 67% success rate on emergency appeals to the Supreme Court. Now, you compare that to Biden's pathetic 31% win rate over 4 years, and you start to understand why liberal judges are in such a full panic mode. Biden was getting shot down left and right by the courts. I mean, they were literally overturning virtually every single one, particularly his vaccine mandates. There was an exception with the healthcare workers that they allowed to stand, but a huge number of Biden's EEOs were overturned by the Supreme Court. Trump, by contrast, is winning the supermajority of his appeals, so much so that Ketanji Jackson, right, the borderline auto-pen illiterate, is freaking out that the Supreme Court is now just there to rubber stamp the MAGA agenda. But if you want to understand where Ketanji is coming from in terms of that panic, think about this staggering statistic. Trump's administration has already filed 19 emergency requests in under 5 months. That matches what Biden filed in his entire 4-year presidency. George W. Bush and Barack Obama combined filed only 8 such requests across 16 years in office. Now, of course, that's because the Democrats have weaponized the judicial system against Trump, where over 70% of the injunctions against him come from only 4 federal court jurisdictions in the nation. But that said, the Supreme Court has already ruled on 13 of Trump's 19 cases, siding with him 9 times completely, partially once, and against him only twice.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
And here's the brilliance of Trump's judicial strategy. As it turns out, the emergency docket has become Trump's most powerful tool for implementing his agenda while legal challenges play out. So unlike regular Supreme Court cases that can take months with extensive briefings and oral arguments, emergency cases can be decided within days. The court frequently issues decisions without explanations, sometimes in the middle of the night. And this process has allowed Trump to proceed with mass deportations, federal workforce cuts, and the dismantling of entire government departments while his opponents scrambled to understand what hit them. The court permitted Trump to eliminate temporary legal protections for hundreds of thousands of migrants. They allowed him to ban transgender individuals from military service, and they authorized sweeping reorganizations, including dismantling the Department of Education. And what Gorsuch and Kavanaugh in effect told these lower courts is that you need to respect those emergency docket decisions as if they were full-fledged Supreme Court decisions like what we get in June, for example. They are not suggestions. Emergency docket decisions are to be treated with the same compliance as anything else that comes out of the Supreme Court. And I get the sense that these rogue judges will not be warned a second time. As for Ketanji Jackson freaking out over the supposed rubber stamping of the president's agenda, unfortunately for her, the six-justice conservative majority is just frankly upholding the Constitution. They're not the far-left Marxist revolutionaries that Ketanji Jackson would hope them to be. They recognize the constitutionally granted power of the presidency. The executive branch does indeed have enormous powers envisioned by our framers. But of course, that power can only become permanent if it's enshrined in legislation as passed by Congress. I mean, theoretically, a Democrat president can waltz into that Oval Office and restore all the spending in the departments that Trump has gutted. So it's a matter for voters to decide. But the idea that Trump is somehow operating outside of his constitutionally granted authority is absurd. And at least five or six conservative justices are routinely confirming that. They've handed Trump victories on immigration enforcement, federal workforce reductions, transgender military bans, and the elimination of the DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. And again, the statistics reveal the stunning nature of this revival in constitutional law. During the 2024 to 2025 term, there were 10, count them, 10 6-3 decisions where the conservative justices completely agreed and dominated. Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch voted together in the minority only four times, showing unprecedented unity among conservative justices. Meanwhile, the three liberal justices, they found themselves dissenting at historically high rates. The Supreme Court's aggressive support for Trump's second term agenda signals a complete rejection of the administrative state's attempts to constrain presidential power, from allowing the cancellation of $800 million in NIH grants to permitting the firing of Consumer Product Safety Commission members. The court has consistently chosen executive authority over bureaucratic resistance. And the numbers prove it. Gorsuch and Kavanaugh confirm it, and the results speak for themselves. Trump's judicial revolution is reshaping America exactly as promised, one devastating Supreme Court victory at a time. So what do you guys think? Let me know what you think in those comments down below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. God bless, guys. Enjoy your Labor Day week.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.